here's what you need to know.
Gotta let you know.
Yeah, for all the school leavers out there, there are plenty of jobs around. Speaking to a couple of cafes here in Broadbeach, No Name Lane down here, great cafe, Lincoln at Madison's as well, saying they cannot get workers, and because the border's opening, it's about to hit peak. So they're saying normally the Christmas period stretches for about 3 weeks where they're 100% just full on. They said it's probably going to go for about 6 weeks this year with that many travellers. So for those people who need a job or would like a job, go and get one. No overseas travellers, no overseas students.
Yep.
There is plenty of work out there if you want it.
That's the problem.
That's it.
If you want it.
Well said.
Mm-hmm.
All right, listen here, you idiots.
Hello.
You got like my attention. Mum, you little turds.
That's me.
You little turds, uploading, you drifting and all that kind of crap you're doing in front of the Gold Coast sign at Pimpamar.
Oh, the burnout.
You know, it's a big thing now to upload it on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah, you've got us. You know,
okay, all right, good, because they're saying the Gold Coast needs a skid park. Let's call it Skid Row. Let's get into it. Let's do this in a controlled environment. This is what the locals reckon.
Kids better to do it in a skid park than on the roads and, you know, endanger innocent people's lives.
Right. Yeah, exactly right. Gives them something to do, somewhere to go.
They'll give them a sense of identity and keep them off, you know, endangering their lives and lives of others in the community.
Get them off the streets. They used to do it years ago here at Carrara when they had the raceway, and they used to have a night for people to do it. The cops would turn up and see what times they'd get and everything and how fast they would go. But make it Instagrammable. Put the fake Gold Coast sign up there.
Yeah.
Put a fake Q1. Just make it so then it's Instagrammable and they can still upload it onto YouTube. Because that's how I got into drag racing, because I had a high-powered charger. And, of course, you can't do anything with that.
Right.
Oh, unless you're in the cane fields, you can't.
Yeah.
So that's
car park.
Why you do it in a controlled environment. Get it out of your system.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah. Great idea. I would go to that. I went to Norwell. It was so much fun.
Would you go? Would you do it?
Yeah, I would. I would. In Lisa's car. But hey. Hey, Black Friday sales today. Oh. So I always thought it was just Friday the 13th. It's a post-Thanksgiving, pre-Christmas American tradition.
Yes.
So you get your discounts post-Thanksgiving, pre-Christmas. You can do your Christmas shopping. But we've had some warnings about cybersecurity, and here's a few tips from an expert.
We do expect that scammers will focus their attention and target those people online, particularly during Black Friday and the Cyber Monday sales. Scammers have adapted. They may say that you can't come and have a look at that car that's for sale because of COVID restrictions. Online shopping scam losses, according to ScamWatch, are up 42% this year.
Booyah. So there is one great tip that Bridget gave me this morning. Mate, on the website, HTTP needs an S on it. And that means secure, is that right?
I'm not listening because I'm on the Shaver Shop website right now. 80% off. Smooth and Wave Adele Sassoon was $199.95, now $39. Quick, add to cart.
Yeah. And very quickly, what did you say Black Friday was named after?
I thought it was Friday the 13th, but it's a post-Thanksgiving, pre-Christmas sale.
From the US.
From the US.
You know what they call it in the US?
No.
Oh, we only found out from Denny, our producer.
Yeah.
Brown Friday today, yes. Today's Brown Friday.
Okay.
Why?
Because it's the day after Thanksgiving and plumbers are very busy.
It's true.
Is what you need to know.